Both political parties held their state conventions last weekend. They filled out their slates of nominees from state Supreme Court down the school board and university trustee slots. With that, the fall campaigns can fully begin in earnest. Years ago, in a kindler and gentler era, they used to say that the public really didn't tune in the campaigns until after the World Series. Well, that was when the series ended the first week in October. These days, it sometimes goes into November. And in Michigan, the campaign for governor has been going on for more than a year. My guess, however, is that most normal people start tuning in the campaigns about Labor Day. Here's a tip. The media loves conflict and drama, and we tend to play up supposed splits within political parties. Sometimes, these are very real. But most of the time, those involved forget about their differences before the election because they hate the other party more. For example, we heard a lot about the Tea Party efforts to knock off Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, and indeed, Wes Nakagiri did challenge him for the nomination. But after Kelly won easily, Nakagiri asked for the nomination to be made unanimous. On a similar note, there was supposed to be a revolt among the Democrats because state Supreme Court nominee William Murphy is personally anti-abortion. But that fizzled after Murphy sent delegates a letter indicating he regarded Roe v. Wade as the law of the land and didn't think any judges should rule based on ideology. These days, our parties are pretty polarized. Their supporters very seldom jump to the other side, though, if sufficiently turned off, they may stay home, which is what happened to Democrats here 4 years ago. Lon Johnson, the new Democratic state chair, thinks this election is all about who can get their voters to the polls. Here, by the way, is the so-called conventional wisdom about the election this year. That is, what most of the so-called experts think is likely to happen. They think Governor Snyder is likely to win re-election, but by far less than his landslide 4 years ago. Democrat Gary Peters, however, is favored over Republican Terry Lynn Land for the U.S. Senate seat. Few expect any of the congressional seats to change hands. While we'll have a lot of new faces, there'll still be 9 Republicans and 5 Democrats. Republicans are also favored to hold on to both houses of the legislature, though Democrats think they can win the House. Democrats should pick up from 1 to 3 seats in the state Senate, though they aren't likely to come close to winning control. Meanwhile, the 2 incumbent state Supreme Court judges, Brian Zara and David Viviano, are good bets for re-election. Richard Bernstein, the Democratic nominee for the open court seat, is favored over GOP nominee James Redford. At any rate, if these were horse races, that's what the tip sheet would say. However, this is not a meaningless sport. This is about our future, and the people really do have the final say. It'll be interesting to see if they prove the experts wrong.